Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, April 4th. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.04. The dew point is 23 degrees, and the current wind chill is 25 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Windows are boarded up in Caney after tennis ball size hail hit the town on Monday night.
Throughout the town, several buildings were boarded up with tape and tarps as a temporary fix while residents come together to help each other and try to figure out what to do next. The large hail bounced off the ground and flew sideways, hitting and damaging windows. Caney City Administrator Kelly Zillner.
I'd never seen anything like that in my 65 years I've been on this earth. It literally knocked holes in the top layer of the shingles so you could see the black part of it.
Sound courtesy of KAKE. I'm Hulu Flores.
The annual Dam Jam event is scheduled for July 19th and 20th. That'll be in the Goddard city limits just off U.S. Highway 54. It's a private event on private property, but we'll use some public resources, especially when it comes to security. This will be the first year for the Dam Jam Music Festival in a new location. It was not allowed back to Lake Afton after the 2023 event. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Get ready for incredible savings at Prairie Land Partners. Backed by popular demand, you can now choose one of the following implements for free when you purchase a 1 through 3 series John Deere Compact Utility Tractor. Elevate your productivity with your choice of a versatile pallet fork for heavy lifting, a rugged rear blade for precise grading, or a sturdy box blade for efficient earth moving. Visit them in store or online at PrairieLandPartners.com to learn more.
Prairie Land Partners.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Republican legislators in Kansas have revived a proposal to stop giving voters 3 extra days after polls close to return mail ballots after making key concessions in a bid to get enough votes from rural GOP lawmakers to overcome a possible Democratic Governor Kelly's potential veto. Republicans have argued that allowing election officials to count ballots received after Election Day undermines people's confidence in the results. The Republican-controlled legislature expects to take final votes this week on a version of the proposal drafted Monday by GOP negotiators for the House and Senate. According to the National Conference of State Legislators, more than 30 states require mail ballots to arrive by Election Day, and among the remaining states, deadlines vary from 5 p.m. the day after the polls close to no set deadline. The latest version of the Kansas proposal would wait until the start of 2025 to end the grace period and add 2 extra days to advance voting so people could start voting in person at election offices and receive mail ballots 22 days before an election instead of the current 20. Also, county offices would have to be open for advance in-person voting for at least 4 hours the Saturday before an election. Those provisions are designed to win over skeptical rural Republicans and garner the 2/3 majorities in both chambers that are needed to override a governor's veto. According to the latest report from the Kansas Department of Labor, unemployment in Kansas inched up in February to 2.7% from 2.6% in January. Unemployment remains low across northwest Kansas, with all counties below 3.3%, with the exception of Trigo County at 4.7% and Graham County at 3.8%. Locally, Decatur County is at 3.1%, Phillips County 2.8%, Sheridan County 2.6%, and Norton County 2.6%. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 3,600 from January, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 3,800 over the month, while government decreased by 200. Since February 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 13,000. And this change is due to an increase of 8,700 private sector jobs and an increase of 4,300 government jobs. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have announced the beginning of the harmful algae bloom season. The water recreation season in Kansas officially runs from April 1st to October 31st, as do the harmful algae blooms response program's active operations. And they warn that Kansans should remain extra vigilant while engaging in activities taking place in or on the water, such as swimming, boating, and fishing. A harmful algae bloom may look like foam, scum, or paint floating on the water and be colored blue, bright green, brown, or red. Blooms can develop rapidly, so if the water appears suspicious or if there's decaying algae on the shore, avoid contact and keep dogs away, as these toxins can be absorbed by ingestion, inhalation of aerosols, and even skin contact. Symptoms may vary depending upon the type of exposure, whether it's direct contact, ingestion, or inhalation, but can include rash, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, sore throat, and headache. If you or your pets come into contact with algae, rinse the area with clean, fresh water, and suspected harmful algae bloom-related health incidents, whether human or animal, regardless of the season, should be reported as soon as possible at kdhe.ks.gov/1163. For information on blue-green algae and reporting potential harmful algae blooms, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/hab and view the interactive story and informative video. In Nebraska news, on Wednesday, 35-year-old Krista Lears received 36 months of probation and must pay $1,110 in fees for stealing fentanyl from the hospital she worked at. The investigation was prompted after Lears, a nurse at CHI Health St. Elizabeth, was denied a 25 microgram injection of fentanyl. An internal audit showed that Lears had checked out fentanyl 109 times in May 2022 with 9 discrepancies found, and then in June she made 141 checkouts with 46 discrepancies. Lears resigned from her position the next month after a drug test showed a positive result for fentanyl, and in April of last year, Lears was arrested. Records showed that Lears had a prior arrest and conviction related to controlled substances between 2017 and 2018. Authorities found the body of an Omaha man Tuesday, months after he went missing near Columbus. At around 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, the Platte County Sheriff's Office received a report of possible human remains near Highway 30 and 370th Avenue. Deputies and troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol searched the area and found a body, which authorities think is Jake Clark's, who disappeared after a traffic stop on December 18th, and a deputy found his vehicle abandoned on a rural road. Since then, the sheriff's office said it has conducted several searches in the area by vehicle, foot, and drone to no avail. The sheriff's office said the body was found along Prairie Creek, about 2 miles southeast of where the vehicle was abandoned. An investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call the Sheriff's Office or Platte County Crime Stoppers at 402-563-4000. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay head track coach Chris Delamont to update on the team and their first meet today here at home for the Norton Invitational.
I'm here with head track coach Chris Delamont. Chris, it's a new school for you in a somewhat. You're actually an alumni of Norton Community High School. But let's talk a little bit about your journey, where you've been, and how you got here.
Thanks, Fig. A couple of years ago, we got an opportunity to come back home. I had been teaching down at La Crosse at the high school down there just south of Hayes, Kansas. And my wife and I had the opportunity to come back and get jobs here in the district. And so that time down there, I had spent about 10 years as a assistant track coach and then took over in 2020, the COVID year, as the head coach. And then had also coached some football down there as an assistant and some other duties, you know, that I had done down there. But we were excited to have the opportunity to come home because I did graduate from here in 2002. That seems like a long time ago now. But, yeah, it was an honor when the opportunity came up to take the head job here. And so this has been a lot of fun in that transition.
Now, Chris, your squad size, I mean, it's a pretty good size. I think Coach Jones had a little bit more on the previous year. But why don't you tell us about your squad size? Let's break it down a little bit in returning lettermen and qualifiers possibly, and then the class sizes.
Yeah, we got a good squad this year. We got 49 athletes and three managers, so 52 total. And we return quite a few lettermen from both sides. The girls' side, we have, we have quite a few there in terms of returning lettermen. 11 on the girls' side and 8 on the boys' side. Our class size breakdown, I mean, we're small, I guess, in the senior class size, but, you know, I had mentioned that something like that to Mackenzie Clydesdale here the other day, and she said, yeah, Coach, we're small, but we're mighty. So we just have 4 athletes and then our manager, Lauren Harding, so there's 5 seniors total. And then our other breakdowns are, you know, girls, juniors, we have 5, and 5 boys on the junior side. And sophomores for the girls' side, we have 8, and boys, we have 7. Freshmen girls, we have 8, and freshmen boys, we have 12. So, you know, we kind of hope to retain those younger classmen, and they're going to get a lot of experience this year, and that's kind of what we're hoping for. And but we do like what the senior what they offer in leadership. So although we have a small group, you know, we're pleased with the leadership that we have out of them.
How about your practices? Let's talk a little bit about practice. The crazy weather that's been occurring here, the cold, the snow, the rain. Have you been able to get out of the field, or what are you doing to counter the cold and the rain and the snow?
Well, that's springtime in Kansas, right? So if you don't like the weather, you wait 5 minutes and it'll change on you. We were able to start. Keisha allows us to start practice on the 26th of February. So what we did was those students that were not in a winter sport, we just went ahead and started on the 26th that Monday. And we did a lot of indoor workouts. We found room. Obviously, the basketball courts were being used, but we would work out in the junior high, did a lot of circuits and just conditioning and trying to get those folks kind of up to speed with what the other winter sport athletes were getting. The second week after that, March 4th, we grabbed the wrestlers, those that had finished up the wrestling season, had given them a week off, and we kind of did the same thing. We were able to do some work inside, and we had spring break after that, which we were able to grab a couple practices over that time that was decent weather, so that was kind of a very much an event-based practice. We tried to get them into their technical events that they were doing, and then everybody started on the 18th, so we got the full squad on March 18th, and yeah, it's been kind of hit and miss as far as the weather, but we've had some good days actually outside, and so it's kind of given us the opportunity to work on relay handoffs. So we've gotten some field event work in. We feel like we're kind of in a good place. Of course, all coaches that first meet, we try to temper expectations and help them to understand that they're not going to peak that first meet, and we're all going to probably feel a little anxious about how much practice time we've had, but we still kind of feel we're in a good spot right now.
Now, your first meet comes up. It is at Norton on Thursday, 3 o'clock start there. Junior high will be before the high school there. Let's talk about the Norton Invitational. Tell us the teams that are going to be there and some of the other highlights of that day.
Yeah, we're excited to host our home meet. The benefits of having that meet being our first meet is that, fortunately, with it being our meet, we can have unlimited entries for us. So we kind of fill up. We'll have multiple 4x4s, 4x1s. We can put kids. They can have up to 4 events, each kid. And this gives us an opportunity, since we don't really have any JV meets on our schedule, this allows the opportunity to get marks and times on everybody. We did grow a little bit this year. There's 11 teams at our meet. And that'll be Colby, Ellis, Logan, Ness City, Northern Valley, Goodland, Phillipsburg, Plainville, Trigo, Western Plains, and us, of course. And so, yeah, the javelin will start at 3 o'clock, and then all other events will start at 3:30. And, you know, we'll run everything as finals. We don't have any prelims. And then it is a special night because we're also able to honor our seniors. Both the golf and the track seniors will they'll have a senior night recognition right after the 300 hurdles. And so we're kind of looking forward to that for them. So, we're hoping for good weather. Right now we have, you know, cross your fingers, but it's looking like it's going to be decent weather, hopefully not windy, and kind of up in the 60s at least.
Coach, let's talk about next Tuesday. You're going to be traveling over to Smith Center for the Smith Center Relays. Briefly, why don't we just talk a little bit about the Smith Center Relays?
Yeah, we have a quick turnaround. You know, of course, springtime, there's lots going on. So right after our meet, we got students that are doing forensics then on leaving Friday and competing Saturday. And we turn right around, and next week we have on Tuesday the Redmond Relays, which it is – relay based. You know, they have some unique relays. They have some freshman relays, 4x4, 4x1, and then a weight relay, and those are scored events. So normally those events they don't allow to be used toward the team total for points, but the Redmond relays, that's something that they do score. So, you know, that's something that we'll be working handoffs, of course, with multiple groups that we have going this week in relays. It's beneficial because we turn right around and we have an opportunity to do some freshman relays. So they'll have that experience from our meet, and, you know, we're excited about that one. You know, they always usually host a good meet, hoping for decent weather over there as well.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish the best of luck on Thursday at 3 o'clock when you host the Norton Invitational, and then, of course, senior night later on in that day. On Tuesday of next week, you have the Redmond Relays at Smith Center, so we wish you the best luck there. Reporting for KQNK, I'm Fig Mellon.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Delamont, and good luck to the track team in their first meet of the season right here in Norton. Memorial services for Ed Dean, 92, will be held at 10 a.m., tomorrow, Friday, April 5th, at the Jennings United Methodist Church, and interment will follow in the Jennings Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital or the Jennings United Methodist Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left for the family at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having pigs in a blanket, sweet potato french fries, dill spear, baby carrots, rosy applesauce, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be Uncrustables, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be shaved ham, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 66 with a light and variable wind becoming east 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 35 and a southeast wind around 10 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 71 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 48 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour Friday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Saturday, there's a chance of showers, and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. It should be mostly sunny on Saturday with a high near 71 and windy with wind gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of rain. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 60 and breezy. On Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 61. On Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 61. And on Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 66. Currently, with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.04. The dew point is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 824.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. After three Kansas State Wildcats entered the transfer portal, they finally added a player from it. According to On3 Sports' Joe Tipton, Doug McDaniel is headed to Manhattan. He played two seasons at Michigan, playing in 60 games and starting 52 of them. He averaged 11.9 points, 4 assists, and 3.4 rebounds over those two seasons, but this past season he averaged a team-best 16.3 points a contest compared to 8.6 in 2022-2023. McDaniel also helped the Wolverines to the second round of the NIT in 2023. The former four-star recruit entered the transfer portal the day it opened on March 18th. He also visited TCU as well. He has 2 years of eligibility remaining. Yesterday afternoon, Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice released a statement on Instagram that said in part, quote, "Today I met with Dallas PD investigators regarding Saturday's accident. I take full responsibility for my part in this matter and will continue to cooperate with the necessary authorities. I sincerely apologize to everyone impacted in Saturday's accident," end quote. We'll continue to keep you updated once more updates are released on this investigation. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partner.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limits apply. See store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
This morning, we have a deep low pressure system that continues to slowly move east-northeast into the southern Great Lakes and the northeastern part of the country. A ridge of high pressure has advanced east now, extending through central Canada into the Four Corners region. And another low pressure system is off the Pacific Northwest coast into Northern California. At the surface, cooler and drier air continues to work its way in. Now, later on tonight, a frost advisory goes into effect for portions of east central and northeast Kansas. This has added stress on crops, with temperatures falling below 32. Saturday afternoon and evening, the threat of strong to severe thunderstorms across central and eastern Kansas, with large hail and damaging winds the primary threat. Sunny in northwestern Kansas today, are high in the mid-70s. Sunny and mid-60s in north central Kansas. Sunny and low-60s, breezy in the northeast part of the state. Warm and dry in southwestern Kansas today, are high 75. Sunny and upper-60s likely in south central Kansas. And in the southeastern part of the state, sunny and breezy with today's high 62. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Grain markets in the overnight, not making a whole lot of movement as the changes in either direction have been less than a penny, with the exception of Kansas City wheat. May corn up a quarter of a penny at 432, July unchanged at 445, December down three quarters of a penny at 470 and a half. Soybeans from May unchanged at 1182 and a quarter, July down a half penny at 1194 and three quarters, November down a quarter of a penny, 1184 and a half. Kansas City wheat, May up 2.5 at 583. July up 2.5 at 574 and a half. Chicago wheat, May up 3/4 of a penny at 556 and 3/4. July up a quarter of a penny at 572 and a half. The Dow futures on Wall Street up 105 points at 39,587. Dollar index and crude oil both lower. This is the Kansas Ag Network.